Dramatic video footage played in a British court today. Prosecutors say it shows a would-be suicide bomber trying to detonate a bomb in a London Underground train on July 21st of 2005. That was just 2 weeks after the suicide bombings that killed 52 people there. The tape was part of the second day of the trial of six men accused of failed attacks on the London transport system. NPR's Rob Gifford is in London.
Chief Prosecutor Nigel Sweeney said the images captured by closed-circuit cameras were of one of the accused, Ramzi Mohammed. He was seen on the footage turning his backpack, which contained a makeshift bomb, towards a woman with a child in a stroller. The film showed passengers turning and fleeing in terror into adjoining subway cars as the bomb failed to explode. Prosecutor Sweeney told the high-security Woolwich Crown Court that the defendants had devised an extremist Muslim plot to carry out suicide bombings on London's transport system. Four of the six accused succeeded in triggering detonators on bombs that they were carrying, but on all four, the bombs themselves failed to explode. The failed attacks triggered a huge manhunt, and all the main suspects on trial were arrested just over a week later. They're all in their 20s and are all originally from East Africa. The prosecutor argued that the attempted bombings were not just a hastily arranged copycat plot, mirroring the four suicide bombings that had killed 52 and injured more than 700 just 2 weeks before. The court heard that police had been watching the men for 14 months before they tried to carry out the attacks. After their arrest, police found large amounts of extremist reading material at addresses used by the alleged conspirators and cassette tapes of extreme Islamist preachers. All six men deny the charges. The trial is expected to last 3 or 4 months. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.